The Real Man's Breakfast. Fueling the Everyday Hero. DRMW James Conta. ISBN. Copyright 2024 by DriveMTUDUZA Walter Johann Conta. All rights reserved. This book is protected by the international copyright laws and may not be copied or reprinted for commercial gain or profit. No part of this publication may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means, or stored in a database or retrieval system, without the prior written permission of the publisher. Published by Legacy Talks Business Enterprises. Dr. Mtuduza Walter Johann Conta. P.O. Box 2774, Mbabane. Plus 268-760-44737. mkhontavalter99@gmail.com. CEO@christianparadise.net. www.christianparadise.net. Contents. Endorsement V. Dedication 7. Acknowledgements 9. Forward X. Preface 13. Introduction 1. Chapter 1 Commanding Your Day 5. Chapter 2 Feeding the Spirit, Body, and Soul 11. Chapter 3 The Breakfast Table 25. Chapter 5 A Real Man Has Brothers 35. Chapter 6 The Lazy Man vs. The Diligent Worker 41. Chapter 7 Nourishment for the Journey, Principles of Stewardship 47. Chapter 8 Faith and Work, Integrating Beliefs into Daily Labor, 51. Chapter 9 Gratitude in Everyday Life, Counting Your Breakfast Blessings 57. Chapter 10 The Discipline of Routine, Building Habits for Success 63. Chapter 11 Passing Down Traditions, Mentorship and Legacy 69. Chapter 12 The Power of Community, Breaking Bread Together 75. Chapter 13 Find Solace in Christ 79. Chapter 14 Every Day Marks a New Beginning Never Lose Hope in Your Endeavor 83. 15. Endorsement. In a world where the importance of a nutritious breakfast can often be overshadowed by convenience, The Real Man's Breakfast comes as a refreshing reminder of how a great start to your day can lead to a healthier lifestyle. This book not only provides delicious and nourishing breakfast recipes but also serves as a source of inspiration for men looking to embrace wellness in their daily routines. The combination of practical advice and motivating insights makes this book an essential read for anyone eager to fuel their day with energy and purpose. With a focus on wholesome ingredients and fostering a positive mindset, the author empowers readers to prioritize their health while enjoying the process. Whether you are a busy professional, a dedicated dad, or simply someone looking to enhance their breakfast game, The Real Man's Breakfast will guide you toward making choices that nurture both body and spirit. Embrace the journey to a healthier you, starting at the most important meal of the day. Endorsed by Professor V.N. Sibiya. Omega Bible Theological College / Omega Global University Life Chancellor. Founder / President, Omega Global Churches and Africa Conference of Covenant Churches. Dedication. This book is dedicated to every man who seeks to unlock his true potential and rise above life's challenges. May the lessons within these pages serve as a hearty breakfast to nourish your mind, body, and spirit on your journey of self-empowerment. To the fathers, husbands, brothers, and sons who strive to be the best versions of themselves, this book is for you. May it inspire you to embrace your unique strengths, confront your fears, and forge your own path to success and fulfillment. A real man is characterized by muscles in five spheres of life. That is spiritually, emotionally, socially, physically, and financially. Prophet Yochanan. As you embark on this transformative experience, remember the wise words of Emerson, nothing is at last sacred but the integrity of your own mind. Trust in your abilities, stay true to your values, and let your inner light shine brightly. May this book be a constant companion, guiding you to embrace your nonconformity, cultivate your personal taste, and ultimately, become the real man you were destined to be. Cheers to your success. Acknowledgements. I would like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to all those who have supported me throughout the journey of writing The Real Man's Breakfast. A special thank you to my family and friends, whose unwavering encouragement and belief in my vision have been my guiding light. Your love and support have been invaluable. I am deeply grateful to the mentors and thought leaders who inspired the concepts within these pages. To Professor V.N. Sivaya, thank you for the insights on self-empowerment and personal growth have shaped my understanding of what it means to be a real man in today's world. To the men I have reached out and shared their journey of life, thank you for sharing your stories and experiences, which enriched this book and magnified the significance of community, respect, empathy, integrity, and leadership. Lastly, I appreciate the readers who embark on this journey with me. May this book empower you to embrace your true self and inspire others along the way. Foreword. As I reflect on the journey that led to the creation of The Real Man's Breakfast, I am reminded of the transformative power of self-empowerment and the importance of embracing one's authentic self. This book is a testament to the belief that true strength lies not in conformity but in the courage to stand apart and forge our own paths. In a world that often dictates how a real man should think, act, and feel, it is crucial to reclaim our individuality and redefine masculinity in our own terms. The Real Man's Breakfast encourages us to shed the societal expectations that weigh us down and instead, focus on cultivating respect, empathy, authenticity, and leadership within ourselves. Through engaging stories, thought-provoking insights, and practical exercises, this book serves as a hearty meal for the mind, body, and spirit. It invites us to embark on a journey of self-discovery, to confront our fears, and to embrace the unique strengths that make us who we are. As a proud participant of the Men at Mahanaim events, I have witnessed firsthand the power of community in fostering personal growth and meaningful connections. These gatherings have shown me that when men come together in an atmosphere of respect and understanding, remarkable transformations can occur. It is my sincere hope that The Real Man's Breakfast will inspire you, the reader, to join this movement of self-empowerment. May this book be a constant companion on your journey, guiding you to unlock your full potential and become the real man you were destined to be. Let us raise a toast to the power of self-reliance, authenticity, and the pursuit of personal excellence. Cheers to your success. Warm regards. Tony Milton Quabe, a member of Men at Mahanaim. Preface. In a world that often imposes rigid definitions of masculinity, The Real Man's Breakfast brings forth a soothing and nourishing perspective on what it truly means to be a man. This book is not just about breakfast, it's about nourishing the mind, body, and spirit to cultivate a life of purpose, authenticity, and empowerment. The inspiration for this book stems from the realization that many men struggle with societal expectations, often feeling confined by outdated stereotypes of masculinity. We live in an era where vulnerability, emotional intelligence, and self-awareness are increasingly recognized as strengths rather than weaknesses. This shift opens the door for us to redefine what it means to be a real man. The Real Man's Breakfast is designed to serve as a guide on this transformative journey. Within these pages, you will find a blend of personal anecdotes, practical advice, and thought-provoking insights that encourage you to embrace your individuality and take charge of your life. Each chapter is crafted to provide you with the tools and inspiration needed to cultivate respect, empathy, authenticity, and leadership in both your personal and professional spheres. This book is also a celebration of community. The Men at Mahanaim, which are get-together events where men share their dreams, challenges and life experiences in general. These events have shown me the incredible power of connection and shared experiences among men. When we come together to support one another, we create a safe space for growth, learning, and transformation. It is my hope that this book will inspire you to seek out and nurture those connections in your own life. As you embark on this journey through the pages of The Real Man's Breakfast, I spur you to approach it with an open heart and mind. Allow yourself to explore the ideas presented and reflect on how they resonate with your own experiences. Remember, this is not just a book to read, it is an invitation to engage in a lifelong journey of self-discovery and empowerment. Thank you for joining me on this adventure. Together, let's redefine masculinity and embrace the real man within us all. Introduction. In a world where the hustle and bustle of daily life often overshadows the importance of a nourishing start to the day, the concept of breakfast is frequently reduced to a hasty grab-and-go routine. Coffee is downed in a rush, and nutritious options are cast aside for convenience. But what if we paused to reevaluate this pivotal meal? What if we recognized it as not just a necessity but as an opportunity, a chance to fuel not just our bodies, but our ambitions, dreams, and identities as well? The Real Man's Breakfast invites you on a culinary journey that honors the art of breakfast, rekindling an intimate relationship with the food we eat and the sustenance we seek. The philosophy of breakfast. The philosophy of breakfast transcends mere eating. It embodies a reflection on our values, choices, and lifestyle. For many, breakfast acts as a mirror reflecting our priorities and life rhythms, setting a standard for the day. In this book, we explore not just what constitutes a conventional breakfast, but also what it means to embrace the idea of a real man's breakfast. This is not about subscribing to outdated stereotypes or unrealistic standards of masculinity. Instead, it is about celebrating the authentic and holistic approaches to nourishing oneself in the morning. Imagine sitting down to a table rich with flavors, colors, and textures, each bite invoking a sense of satisfaction and connection to the greater world around us. This culture espouses meals that are hearty and wholesome, yet versatile enough to cater to different tastes and needs. From the energizing sweetness of a fruit-laden oatmeal to the savory delight of a perfectly cooked omelet, we delve into options that evoke comfort and strength. By expanding our understanding of what breakfast can be, we redefine not only our meals but how we approach life itself. Advocating for a new taste. A Real Man's Breakfast isn't confined to bacon and eggs, it transcends these limitations. In this book, I, Dr. Mdiuduza Walter Mkonta, a doctor of divinity, prescribe healthy food as a medicine for men to sustain their bodies as per the word of God, and also the word of God as food for the spirit man. Real men know that life is a tapestry characterized by spirituality, emotionality, physicality, sociality, and economy. These five spheres of life are covered in the word of God, packaged as salvation. In Greek it is called sozio. The modern man is increasingly embracing a diverse palate, seeking not just satiation but also enjoyment, health, and sustainability. We will discuss how ingredients often overlooked, such as whole grains, legumes, and fresh produce, can become heroes on the breakfast table. According to Genesis 1:29, and God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food." Moreover, we will delve into the importance of mindfulness and intention in the preparation and enjoyment of each meal, urging men to take ownership of their health and well-being. Nutritional wisdom. Equipped with an understanding of the essential nutrients our bodies crave, we will navigate through nutritional principles while demystifying the complexities of breakfast choices. The connection between our diet and our physical and mental health is more crucial than ever, with research underscoring the impacts breakfast has on metabolism, mood, and cognitive function. In exploring these principles, we will provide accessible recipes that are both simple and invigorating, combining classic elements with inventive twists. These aren't just meals, they are moments crafted to reignite passion and creativity in daily routines. The importance of involving our communities, friends, and family will also be highlighted, as sharing meals promotes connections and enriches our lives. Acknowledging the consecration. Beyond sustenance and nutrition, breakfast is a ritual, a time to pause, reflect, and set the tone for the day. The Real Man's Breakfast spurs every reader to embrace the beauty of this ritual, practicing gratitude as they savor each bite. We explore how integrating mindfulness into our meals can transform not only our perspective on food but also on life's fleeting moments. Consider the potential of starting each day with intention. What goals can be set over a bowl of roasted peanuts sided by a cup of warm goat's milk? Can you imagine the quality of conversations that can blossom over a stack of pancakes and pork sausages? In encouraging a culture where breakfast is synonymous with connection both to oneself and to others, we unlock a powerful practice that extends far beyond the breakfast table. Conclusion, a call to action. The Real Man's Breakfast aims to inspire, educate, and empower men from all walks of life to reclaim their mornings, discover what is expected from them by a society, rediscover the beauty of eating mindfully, and, above all, to truly enjoy their breakfasts. Let us take this journey together, one meal at a time, and elevate our mornings to new heights of nourishment, joy, and connection. Welcome to the world of the Real Man's Breakfast, where every bite tells a story and every meal serves as a canvas for creativity and fulfillment. Chapter 1: Commanding Your Day. Setting the tone for the day through spiritual reflection. A real man embodies principles that guide his thoughts, actions, and interactions with others. He sets rules that are rooted in various spiritual tapestries, emphasizing wellness in the area of personal growth, which can be portrayed as connection with the divine, and service to humanity. A real man values salvation, he believes in the finished work of Calvary and acknowledges that without God he can do nothing. A real man is a spiritual man, he prioritizes prayer and meditation, recognizing these practices as vital for nurturing his relationship with God. Regular communication with the divine brings inner peace and clarity, enabling him to navigate life's challenges with grace and divine authority. He starts his day with morning motivation rooted in scriptures, by so doing he sets a positive tone for the hours ahead. This approach not only fosters a sense of purpose but also strengthens one's spiritual foundation. He is guided by the Holy Spirit, allowing divine wisdom to direct his decisions and actions. This consciousness helps him discern truth from falsehood, ensuring that his life reflects spiritual values rather than worldly influences. Real men observe the following. 1. Embrace new beginnings. Each morning presents a fresh start, a chance to reset and realign with one's goals and values. The Bible emphasizes the importance of new beginnings. As a man, you connect with the divine by reading and affirming the Word of God. Lamentations 3:22-23, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, His mercies never come to an end, they are new every morning, great is your faithfulness. This verse reassures us that every day is an opportunity to experience God's mercy anew. Psalm 118:24, this is the day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. This encourages us to greet the day with joy and gratitude, knowing that the day is a product of God. 2. Seeking guidance and strength. Mornings are an ideal time to seek divine guidance and strength for the challenges ahead. Psalm 5:3, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice, in the morning I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. This verse highlights the importance of starting the day with prayer and expectation. Isaiah 33:2, Lord, be gracious to us, we long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. This reminds us to rely on God for strength and guidance. 3. Cultivating a grateful heart. Gratitude can transform our perspective and motivate us to face the day with positivity. Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. This encourages a mindset of gratitude and trust. Psalm 30:5, weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. This verse reassures us that joy follows sorrow, encouraging a grateful outlook. 4. Finding peace in the midst of chaos. In a world filled with distractions and stress, mornings can be a time to graft ourselves in the promises of God. Matthew 6:34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This verse teaches us to focus on the present rather than being overwhelmed by future concerns. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. This encourages us to release our worries to God, fostering peace. 5. Empowerment through faith. Faith can empower us to tackle challenges with confidence. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This verse serves as a powerful reminder of the strength we have through faith. Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, they will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not be faint. This encourages us to place our hope in God for renewed strength. 6. Commitment to purpose. Mornings are an opportunity to reaffirm our commitment to our goals and purpose. Matthew 6:33, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." This verse emphasizes prioritizing spiritual pursuits. Colossians 3:23, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters." This encourages a diligent and purposeful approach to daily tasks. 7. Reflection and self-examination. Taking time for reflection can help align our actions with our values. Psalm 143:8, "Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you." This encourages us to reflect on God's love and guidance. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." This verse highlights the transformative power of faith. In conclusion, incorporating these scriptures into your morning routine can provide motivation, strength, and clarity for the day ahead. By starting each day with a focus on God's promises and guidance, you can cultivate a mindset that embraces new opportunities, fosters gratitude, and empowers you to face challenges with faith and purpose. Whether through prayer, meditation, or reflection, let these verses inspire you to make the most of each morning. Chapter 2: Feeding the Spirit, Body, and Soul. The importance of nourishing the physical and spiritual appetites. Feeding the spirit, soul, and body is a profound journey toward holistic well-being, where each element intricately influences the other. In a world often consumed by the pursuit of physical satisfaction, we must remember that true nourishment transcends mere sustenance. The essence of nourishment. Our bodies require healthy food and exercise, but what about our spirits and souls? Just as we carefully select what we eat, we must also be mindful of what we feed our inner selves. The adage "garbage in, garbage out" applies not only to our diets but also to our spiritual and emotional inputs. Engaging with uplifting relationships, enriching literature, and positive media is essential for nurturing our spirit and soul. The interconnectedness of being. The Bible emphasizes the importance of maintaining balance among our spirit, soul, and body, as seen in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, which calls for our entire being to be sanctified and kept blameless. This holistic approach ensures that as we care for our physical health, we also cultivate our emotional and spiritual well-being, allowing us to thrive in every aspect of life. In essence, to truly flourish, we must be intentional about feeding all parts of ourselves, creating a harmonious existence that honors our divine design. The soul is often described as the bridge between the physical body and the spiritual realm, blending the two together to create a unique human experience. Here's a concise explanation of how the soul relates to the body and spirit. The relationship between the spirit and soul is a complex and often debated topic in theology and philosophy. However, a few key points can be made about how they are connected. The spirit and soul are distinct but interconnected. While the terms spirit and soul are sometimes used interchangeably, many believe they refer to distinct aspects of the immaterial part of a person. The spirit is often associated with the part of a person that connects with God, while the soul encompasses the mind, will, and emotions. The spirit animates the soul. The spirit is sometimes seen as the breath of life that animates the soul. Just as the physical body requires the spirit to live, the soul is dependent on the spirit for its vitality and connection to God. A person's spirit can be described as alive or dead based on their relationship with God. The soul expresses the spirit. The soul is the means by which the spirit is expressed and experienced. The mind, will, and emotions of the soul are shaped by the spirit. A person's thoughts, desires, and choices flow from the condition of their spirit. The spirit and soul are impacted together. When a person's spirit is impacted, whether positively by God's spirit or negatively by evil spirits, the soul is affected as well. Demonic activity can cause turmoil in the mind, will, and emotions, which in turn impacts the body. Conversely, a healthy spirit leads to a flourishing soul. In summary, the spirit and soul are distinct but deeply intertwined aspects of the immaterial self. The spirit animates and empowers the soul, while the soul expresses and experiences the spirit. The two are impacted together, for better or worse. The soul's role. 1. The soul is the immaterial part of a person that consists of the mind, will, and emotions. It is the real you that inhabits the physical body. 2. The soul is the point of intersection between the material body and the immaterial spirit. It is where the physical and spiritual realms meet. 3. The soul animates the body and gives it life. It is the vital force that makes the body function. 4. The soul is shaped by both the body and spirit. It is influenced by physical experiences and spiritual realities. 5. The soul provides a sense of identity and continuity throughout a person's life, connecting the body and spirit into a cohesive whole. The soul's relationship to body and spirit. 1. The body is the physical container for the soul and spirit. It is the material aspect of a person. 2. The spirit is the part of a person that connects with the spiritual realm. It is the immaterial essence of a person. 3. The soul bridges the gap between the body and spirit, blending them together into a living, breathing, thinking, feeling human being. 4. The soul is the point of interaction between the physical and spiritual aspects of a person. 5. The soul is the integrating factor that makes a person a unified whole, rather than just a body or just a spirit. Highlights. 1. Spirit represents the highest aspect of human nature that connects a person with the divine, connecting individuals to God and enabling spiritual life. It is seen as the part that can be spiritually alive or dead, depending on one's relationship with God. 2. Soul is the blender. Often associated with emotions, intellect, and will, the soul encompasses the essence of a person's identity and life experiences. It is considered the seat of personality and moral decision-making. 3. Body, the physical aspect of a person, which is the vessel through which the spirit and soul operate in the material world. Paul emphasizes the importance of maintaining the body in a manner that honors God. Feeding the spirit man. 1 Peter 2:2 NIV. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Feeding the spirit man is essential for maintaining a strong and healthy connection with our inner selves and the divine. Just as we nourish our physical bodies with food and water, we must also nourish our spirit with positivity, love, and spiritual practices. One way to feed the spirit man is through prayer and meditation. Taking time each day to quiet the mind, connect with our higher power, and reflect on our inner thoughts and feelings can help us stay grounded and centered in the midst of life's challenges and distractions. Prayer is a way to express gratitude, seek guidance, and receive comfort and strength from a higher source. Another way to feed the spirit man is through reading and studying the Word of God. The Bible provides wisdom, guidance, and inspiration for our spiritual lives. Reading books by spiritual teachers, attending spiritual workshops or retreats, and listening to lectures or podcasts on spiritual topics can also help us deepen our understanding and connect with our inner selves. Worship. Engage in worship through music, art, or other creative expressions that honor God and lift your spirit. Listening to podcasts can strongly enhance your spiritual life. Engaging in acts of kindness and service is another way to feed the spirit man. When we extend love, compassion, and generosity to others, we are not only uplifting their spirits but also nourish our own. Acts of kindness and philanthropic activities can be as simple as smiling at a stranger, offering a helping hand to someone in need, or donating to a charitable cause. By giving back to the world, we feed our spirit with the joy and fulfillment that comes from making a positive impact. Connecting with nature is another powerful way to feed the spirit man. God commanded mankind to have dominion over nature, so we have a strong bond with nature in our being. Spending time in the great outdoors, breathing in fresh air, feeling the sun on our skin, and immersing ourselves in the beauty of the natural world can help us feel more connected to the divine and to our own inner self. Whether it's going for a walk in the park, hiking in the mountains, or sitting by the ocean, nature has a way of healing and rejuvenating our spirit. Finally, practicing gratitude, Psalms 124, is a simple yet powerful way to feed the spirit man. The Bible says, "Give thanks to the Lord. By focusing on the blessings and abundance in our lives, rather than on what we lack or desire, we can cultivate a sense of contentment, peace, and joy in our hearts. Keeping a gratitude journal, expressing thanks to the people in our lives, and acknowledging the small miracles and blessings that occur each day can help us stay connected to the divine source of all creation. Feeding the soul. Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Feeding the soul is essential for spiritual health and emotional well-being. The soul bridges the gap between the body and spirit, blending them together into a living, breathing, thinking, feeling human being. Nurturing the soul involves practices that bring us joy, peace, and a sense of purpose. Engaging in activities that align with our values and beliefs. Feeding the soul allows us to tap into our inner strength, intuition, and creativity, and can help us navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Nourishing your soul is essential for overall well-being and can take many forms, including the following. 1. Practice mindfulness and meditation. Spend time in stillness, focusing on your breath or engaging in guided meditation to connect with your inner self. 2. Connect with nature. Spend time outdoors, whether it's hiking, walking on the beach, or simply enjoying a park. Nature can be incredibly rejuvenating. 3. Engage in creative expression. Try painting, writing, dancing, or playing music. Creative outlets can help you express your emotions and connect with your deeper self. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Keep a gratitude journal or take a few moments each day to reflect on what you are thankful for. This practice can shift your focus to the positive aspects of life. 5. Read inspiring literature. Explore books or articles that inspire you, whether they are fiction, poetry, or non-fiction that offers new perspectives. 6. Practice self-compassion. Be gentle and kind to yourself. Acknowledge your feelings and treat yourself with the same care you would offer to a friend. 7. Connect with loved ones. Spend quality time with family and friends, build relationships, and share experiences that uplift you, or sharing moments of laughter and joy can feed our soul and bring a sense of belonging and purpose. 8. Volunteer or help others. Acts of kindness can provide a sense of purpose and connection to the community, which nourishes the soul. 9. Set boundaries and rest. Prioritize your well-being by saying no when necessary and allowing yourself time to rest and recharge. Feeding the body. God prescribed food for mankind after he formed the first man. To effectively feed your body, focus on a balanced diet that includes a variety of nutrient-dense foods. To meet the needs of a man's body in the morning, establishing a structured routine that incorporates physical activity, hydration, and nutritious breakfast is essential. Food prescribed by God for mankind, according to the Bible, primarily includes natural and wholesome items. Foods mentioned in the Bible. 1. Plant-based foods. In Genesis 1:29, God grants humanity every seed-bearing plant and tree with fruit as food, emphasizing a plant-based diet. This reflects an ideal state of creation where humans were to consume only what was naturally provided. 2. Animal products. Following the flood, God expands the diet to include meat, stating in Genesis 9:3 that everything that lives and moves shall be food for humans, alongside green plants. 3. Specific foods. The Bible lists various foods considered good, including fruits, grapes, figs, apples, pomegranates, grains, wheat, barley, corn, dairy, milk, cheese, meat, beef, mutton, goat, fish, sweeteners, honey. Principles of eating. The Bible encourages eating foods in their natural state, avoiding processed items, and consuming with gratitude, as seen in 1 Timothy 4:3-5. Overall, the teachings emphasize that food is a good gift from God, meant to nourish both body and spirit. Moreover, to healthy diet, formulate your morning rituals. 1. Wake up early. Waking up early allows for a calm start to the day, providing time for personal activities like exercise or meditation. Aim to wake up consistently at the same time to improve sleep quality and overall well-being. 2. Hydration. Drinking water first thing in the morning helps rehydrate the body after a night's sleep, flushing out toxins and boosting metabolism. It's recommended to drink a glass of water upon waking up. 3. Exercise. Engaging in morning workouts, whether it's strength training, a simple stretching routine, releases endorphins and cortisol, enhancing mood and energy levels. Morning exercise can also improve focus and productivity throughout the day. 4. Nutritious breakfast. A balanced breakfast rich in protein, healthy fats, and fiber is crucial for sustained energy. Options like eggs, whole grain toast, and fruits can boost brain function and concentration. 5. Mindfulness practices. Incorporating meditation or mindfulness exercises can help reduce stress and improve focus, setting a positive tone for the day. By integrating these elements into a morning routine, men can effectively meet their physical and mental needs, enhancing overall health and productivity. Chapter 3. The Breakfast Table. Celebrating the morning meal as an opportunity for family and fellowship. The breakfast table is like a sanctuary where the family gather to share meals, experiences, and expectations. A man as a leader of the home finds an opportunity to address issues and cast vision for the family. Just like Jesus, the man is the one who instituted the gathering of gratitude. The Lord Jesus wanted his disciples to remember his sacrificial death for mankind. The breakfast table brings about the fellowship with one another. It is a communal act that brings the family together in unity and shared faith. The father leads by example. It is at the table where the father shares the word of God with family, guiding them on how to live meaningful lives that glorifies God. Apart from the spiritual aspect, the father educates the family about life in general and also create an atmosphere suitable for family members to open up and share whatever they have in their hearts. The role of a man during breakfast with family. The role of a man during breakfast with family can encompass various responsibilities and contributions that enhance the experience and strengthen family bonds. 1. Preparation and cooking. Active participation. Men can take an active role in preparing breakfast, whether by cooking or assisting in meal prep. This involvement can help cultivate teamwork and shared responsibility within the family. Creating traditions. Preparing special dishes or family favorites on special days for the family, like on birthdays of family members, can create lasting memories and traditions, making breakfast a cherished time for everyone. 2. Setting the atmosphere. Table setting. Men can help set the table, ensuring it is inviting and comfortable for family members. This includes arranging plates, utensils, and any decorative elements that enhance the dining experience. Creating a positive environment, by maintaining a cheerful attitude and engaging in light conversation, men can contribute to a warm and welcoming atmosphere that encourages family interaction. 3. Engagement and communication. Encouraging conversation. During breakfast, men can initiate discussions about the day ahead, share stories, or ask open-ended questions to engage family members and promote meaningful dialogue. Modeling healthy habits. By sharing their own experiences with healthy eating and encouraging family members to try new foods, men can serve as role models for positive dietary habits. 4. Support and presence. Being present, simply being present at the breakfast table, actively listening, and participating in discussions can strengthen family bonds and create a sense of belonging. Emotional support. Providing encouragement and support during breakfast can help family members feel valued and connected, fostering a nurturing environment. 5. Cleanup and follow-up. Assisting with cleanup. After breakfast, men can help with cleaning up, reinforcing the idea of shared responsibilities within the household. Planning future meals. Engaging in discussions about future family meals or breakfast ideas can encourage collaboration and excitement for upcoming gatherings. Importance of breakfast together. 1. Quality time. Breakfast provides a unique opportunity for families to gather and connect before the day begins. The morning can be less hectic than evenings, allowing for more meaningful conversations and interactions. 2. Positive impact on children. Research indicates that sharing meals, including breakfast, is associated with better dietary quality and improved social skills among children and adolescents. Regular family meals can reduce high-risk behaviors and foster a supportive environment. 3. Cultural significance. In many cultures, food is a primary love language. Breakfast can serve as a comforting constant that reinforces family bonds, particularly in households where food preparation is a way to show care. Strategies for connecting over breakfast. 1. Plan ahead, preparing breakfast in advance, such as making frittatas or overnight oats, can alleviate morning stress and allow families to focus on connecting rather than cooking. 2. Involve everyone, encourage all family members to participate in meal preparation. This does not only teaches valuable cooking skills but also increases excitement and engagement during the meal. 3. Create a routine. Establishing a regular breakfast time helps to make it a non-negotiable part of the family schedule, enhance consistency and anticipation for shared moments. 4. Limit distractions. Turning off screens and focusing on each other during breakfast can enhance communication and connection. Use this time to share experiences, express gratitude, or discuss plans for the day. 5. Make it special. Introduce themed breakfast days or special dishes to make each gathering feel unique. This can help to create lasting memories and traditions within the family. Incorporating breakfast as a time for family connection can lead to improved relationships, better communication, and enhanced well-being for all family members. By prioritizing this meal and implementing thoughtful strategies, families can transform breakfast into a cherished daily ritual. Chapter 4: Biting a Strong Foundation. Daily prayer for strengthening faith and focus. Morning prayers are a powerful way for men to start their day by connecting with the divine and seeking guidance, strength, and protection from God. Morning prayers is a way of declaring to the unknown world that a hero has woken up and has expectations for the day. Morning declarations tune the ambience of the day to align with the man's expectations. Why should a man pray in the morning? 1. Builds quality relationship with God. Morning prayers allow men to focus their hearts and minds on God first thing, before the concerns of the day take over. This helps build an intimate relationship with the Lord and demonstrates a man's dependence on Him. 2. Invokes God's guidance on the day's business. Praying for guidance and discernment in the morning helps men to navigate through challenges they may face throughout the day. Men can call on God to provide knowledge, wisdom, and the ability to make decisions that align with His will. 3. Invites God's protection. Morning prayers are an opportunity for men to ask God for protection, both physically and spiritually. Committing the day into God's hands and trusting in His sovereign care provides peace and assurance. 4. Cultivates gratitude. Starting the day with a prayer of gratitude helps men recognize and appreciate the blessings in their lives. This fosters a spirit of thankfulness and joy that can overflow into the rest of the day. 5. Aligns with God's purpose. Morning prayers allow men to seek God's will for their lives and ask Him to use them for His purposes. This helps men keep an eternal perspective and make choices that fit with God's plan. 6. Makes intentions for the day known. Morning prayers provide an opportunity to set intentions for the day. By reflecting on your goals and aspirations during this time, you can approach the day with purpose and direction. 7. Community and ritual. Morning prayers can cultivate a sense of community and connection with others. This shared practice can strengthen social bonds and promote a sense of belonging. In conclusion, praying in the morning is a vital culture for a man to draw closer to God, gain strength, wisdom, and to experience His protection, cultivate gratitude, and align their lives with His will. Incorporating this discipline can transform a man's relationship with the Lord and impact every area of his life. By integrating morning prayers into daily routines, individuals often find that they are better equipped to handle the ups and downs of the day with a positive and calm mindset. Chapter 5: A Real Man Has Brothers. The Power of Fellowship with Other Men. Men's support networks have proven to be highly effective in addressing various mental health challenges and help in personal development. These groups provide a safe space for men to share experiences, receive emotional support, and build a sense of community, which is crucial given the societal pressures many men face regarding emotional expression. No man should die alone when God provided him with brothers. As a man, you are spurred to find a safe space to divulge whatever is paining you. Be vulnerable to your brothers. Do not allow problems to cage you no matter what. Children lose fathers due to stress and depression, which could have been prevented if a man had a safe space. Proverbs 11:14, where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. The Bible makes it clear that in the multitude of counselors there is safety. A real man allows other men to barricade his life. These are men who are capacitated to offer advice, and tell you what you do not necessarily want to hear but what you need to hear to transform your life for greatness. Life is characterized by thoughts. These thoughts come as drops of ideas. If we fail to monitor what enters our minds, we are in danger of finding ourselves drowning in a sea of negative thoughts, which may eventually lead to depression. If we change the negative thoughts, we change our experiences. Martin Luther says we cannot stop birds from flying over our minds, but we can stop them from building their nests. Be willing to be vulnerable before other men. Share your fears with ease. You cannot be at ease if you are not surrounded by men who uphold moral values. It is imperative to identify your tribe. That tribe should be characterized by men who have what you want in life. They act as a motivation. Success is contagious. As you hang around them, you are bound to learn their winning ways. Suitable environments for making a better man. 1. Church. The church has proven to be a better place for men. A church is a community of believers. These are people with a common goal, becoming more like their Savior. At church, both your emotional and spiritual needs are addressed every time you attend a church service. The Word of God is life. It is therapeutic and a true nourisher. Lives are being altered. Many men have been transformed by going to church. They drop bad habits and adopt good habits, which change their lives for better. 2. Counseling centers. Professional counseling can help men address personal issues, mental health, and character development. 3. Personal development retreats/boot camps. Join programs designed for men focusing on self-improvement, emotional healing, and community building can be transformative. Key benefits of surrounding your life with other men. 1. Emotional support. Men's support groups allow members to express feelings without judgment, bring up empathy and understanding. This connection can significantly reduce feelings of isolation and improve emotional resilience. 2. Mental health improvement. Participation in these groups has been linked to lower stress and anxiety levels. Research indicates that peer support can enhance overall mental well-being, making it easier for men to discuss issues like depression and anxiety openly. 3. Community and connection. Many men struggle with loneliness, and support groups provide a sense of belonging. This community aspect helps combat isolation and creates lasting friendships, which can enhance overall happiness. 4. Personal growth. Support groups encourage self-reflection and goal setting, leading to personal achievements. Members often report significant improvements in confidence and life satisfaction as a result of the encouragement received from peers. 5. Accountability and motivation. These groups stimulate accountability, motivating members to pursue personal and professional goals through mutual support and check-in. Chapter 6. The Lazy Man vs. the Diligent Worker. A Biblical Perspective on Work Ethic and the Importance of Diligence. In a world that often rewards hard work and tenacity, the age-old dichotomy of the lazy man versus the diligent man presents a captivating exploration of human nature. This tale is more than just a simple comparison. It serves as a reflection of our choices, ambitions, and the paths we take toward success and fulfillment. On one side, we have the lazy man, who seeks comfort in the ease of life's offerings, willing to trade effort for leisure. Opposite him stands the diligent man, whose unwavering commitment and relentless pursuit of goals illuminate the virtues of perseverance. As we delve into their contrasting journeys, we uncover not just their individual destinies but also the deeper lessons about motivation, responsibility, and the true meaning of success in today's fast-paced society. Will the allure of instant gratification triumph, or will the fruits of labor and dedication prevail? Join us as we navigate through this riveting narrative, exploring how both perspectives shape our understanding of achievement in an ever-evolving world. Definition of work ethic. Work ethic is a set of values pivoted on diligence. Overview of diligence: steadfast effort and perseverance. Biblical foundation. The scriptures provide numerous teachings on work and diligence, highlighting their significance in a believer's life. 1. Biblical Foundations of Work Ethic. Creation Mandate. Genesis 1:26-28, God created humanity in His image and commanded them to fill the earth and subdue it. The concept of stewardship over creation implies responsibility and hard work. The responsibility for the upkeep of the Garden of Eden was given the man, Adam. So as a man you should not look any further, find from the Bible your responsibilities and abilities. Work is a divine calling. Colossians 3:23-24, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. This scripture emphasizes that labor is not just for earthly gain but is a service to God. Service is ministry, diaconia, so the standard of God is very high. God expects excellent service to Him and to mankind. This concept follows the two great commandments, as found in Matthew 22:36-40, are to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and love thy neighbor as thyself. If you love God you will serve Him with quality service, likewise with man you are called to serve exceptionally well. The standard of the Lord standeth sure. 2. The example of diligence in Scripture. Proverbs 10:4, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. The contrast between diligence and laziness: diligence is linked with prosperity, laziness is linked with poverty. The ant is a model of diligence. Proverbs 6:6-8, encourages learning from the ant, which prepares its food in summer and gathers its sustenance. Highlights the importance of foresight and hard work. Planning for future can never be overemphasized. A real man is a visionary, so he must lead a family based on what he sees in the future. 3. Jesus and the value of labor. Jesus was a carpenter before his ministry, Mark 6:3, modeling a strong work ethic in his early life. Be found doing something that will earn you money, this could be a job or business. Teachings on labor. Matthew 25:14-30, parable of the talents, the emphasis on using God-given gifts and abilities for fruitful labor. The importance of being responsible and productive stewards of one's resources. 4. Diligence in the New Testament. The Apostolic Teachings. 2 Thessalonians 3:10, which says, "For even when we were with you, we would give you this command, if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat." Apostle Paul reinforces the necessity of work and personal responsibility. This teaching can be adopted for raising children. Children must know the importance of participating in house chores and understand that food is a product of labor. Bread doesn't just grow in the bread bin, but there are fields that are cultivated to sow barley or wheat before they enjoy bread. Diligence in spiritual matters. Hebrews 6:11-12, encouragement to show the same diligence in faith and good works. The need for perseverance in both earthly and spiritual endeavors. 5. Practical applications of diligence in daily life. Workplace ethics. Being reliable, honest, and striving for excellence as a manifestation of faith. Balancing work and rest. Emphasizing the need for rest, Exodus 20:8-11, while maintaining diligence in work. The body is the vehicle that carries your spirit and soul, it gets tired, you need to have enough rest and unwind. Reflect on your work done and critically evaluate if you are still in line with your values. Exodus 20:8-11. 8. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 9. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. 10. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. 11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but He rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. 6. The impact of work ethic on society. Modeling Christ-like behavior. Christian work ethic can influence co-workers and create a positive work environment. Community contribution. Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Encourages contributions to society that reflect God's character. Chapter 7 Nourishment for the Journey, Principles of Stewardship: The Importance of Taking Care of Our Bodies and Resources as a Christian Value. Taking care of our bodies and resources is deeply rooted in Christian values, reflecting our stewardship of God's creation. The Bible emphasizes that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, highlighting the sacredness of physical health. Caring for our bodies honors God, as it acknowledges His gift of life and the responsibility to maintain it for His glory. Moreover, physical well-being enables us to fulfill our spiritual calling. When we prioritize health, we gain the energy and strength necessary to serve others and engage in ministry effectively. This stewardship extends beyond individual well-being. It encompasses our responsibility to take care of the environment and resources God has entrusted to us, reinforcing the interconnectedness of physical, spiritual, and communal health. Ultimately, valuing our bodies and resources aligns with the Christian call to worship through our actions. By treating our physical existence with respect, we reflect God's love and purpose, serving as a testament to His goodness in a world often preoccupied with neglect and carelessness. Physical nourishment. 1. Caring for the body. The Bible teaches that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Therefore, maintaining physical health through proper nutrition is vital for effective stewardship. This includes eating a balanced diet, engaging in regular exercise, and getting adequate sleep. Biblical examples: Daniel's commitment to healthy eating and his resolve to avoid the king's food, Daniel 1:8-16, exemplifies the importance of physical nourishment in maintaining spiritual integrity and purpose. 2. Generosity in sharing resources. Stewardship also involves sharing the physical resources we have with those in need. The principle of generosity is echoed throughout the scriptures. For example, Proverbs 11:25 states, "A generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." Practical application: engaging in acts of service, providing meals for the hungry, and sharing excess resources reflects God's love and care for others. Spiritual nourishment. 1. Spending time in God's Word. Just as we need physical food, we also need spiritual nourishment. The Bible emphasizes the importance of daily engagement with Scripture, Matthew 4:4. It acts as a guide, providing wisdom and strength for our journey. Tools for growth: journaling, Bible study groups, and prayer are vital in deepening one's understanding of God's Word and applying it to life, produce a fruitful spiritual life. 2. Prayer and worship. Continuous communication with God through prayer is essential, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Worship, both corporate and personal, helps keep our focus on God and His purpose for our lives, aligning our desires with His will. Community aspect: being part of a faith community provides encouragement and accountability in our spiritual walk. Emotional nourishment. 1. Cultivating healthy relationships. God created us for community, Genesis 2:18. Stewardship also involves nurturing our relationships with family, friends, and the broader community. Healthy relationships provide emotional support, foster growth, and promote an environment of love and compassion. Conflict resolution: following biblical principles in resolving conflicts, Matthew 18:15-17, reinforces the importance of reconciliation in maintaining healthy relationships. 2. Practicing gratitude and joy. The Bible encourages believers to rejoice in the Lord and maintain an attitude of gratitude, Philippians 4:4-7. This practice not only uplifts our spirits but also influences those around us, encouraging a cycle of positivity and faith. Mental health: recognizing the importance of emotional health as part of overall stewardship allows us to seek help when needed, approaching mental and emotional challenges through a biblical lens. Chapter 8: Faith and Work, Integrating Beliefs into Daily Labor, exploring how faith informs and inspires our work ethic and responsibilities. Faith significantly influences a man's work ethic, guiding his actions, motivations, and interactions in the workplace. Central to this integration is the belief that work is not merely a means to an end but a form of service that reflects one's commitment to God. Integrating faith and work is a vital aspect of Christian life, emphasizing that our professional endeavors can reflect our spiritual values. Characteristics of a man at work. 1. Here I am, involves aligning personal and community values with ethical standards in the workplace, promoting integrity and social responsibility. 2. Branding, refers to how individuals communicate their faith through actions and words, fostering an environment where faith can be shared respectfully without coercion. 3. Involvement, encompasses finding the reason behind being at work, environment and purpose at work, viewing it as a way of mutual benefit, delivering value at work environment and get rewarded for service. 4. Advocacy, includes introducing practices such as prayer, meditation and community support, enhancing both individual and collective spiritual growth. Aspects of faith-inspired work ethic. 1. Purpose and calling. Work can be viewed as a general calling from God, which imbues their daily tasks with purpose. This perspective encourages individuals to approach their jobs with dedication, striving for excellence as if serving the Lord directly, Colossians 3:23. 2. Integrity and ethics. Faith instills a strong sense of ethics, prompting individuals to act with integrity and honesty. This commitment to ethical behavior fosters trust and respect among colleagues, enhancing workplace culture. 3. Service orientation. A faith-driven work ethic emphasizes serving others, whether co-workers or clients. This attitude leads to a supportive work environment where individuals seek to uplift and assist one another, reflecting Christ's love. 4. Resilience and gratitude. Faith provides resilience during challenging times, encouraging individuals to maintain a positive outlook and express gratitude for their roles and responsibilities. This mindset can enhance job satisfaction and overall well-being. 5. Community engagement. Integrating faith into work encourages individuals to engage with their communities, recognizing that their professional contributions can have a broader impact. This perspective aligns with the Christian call to be salt and light in the world. Principles of the reward. 1. Invest. 2. Save. 3. Spend on yourself. 4. Give to God. Investing, saving, rewarding oneself, and giving to God is a good culture that contributes to personal growth and character development, ultimately leading to a better man. Investing and saving. Investing and saving are foundational for financial stability. By investing wisely, a man can grow his wealth over time, learning to manage risks and rewards effectively. This not only provides financial security but also instills discipline and foresight, encouraging a mindset of long-term planning and responsibility. Saving, on the other hand, promotes a habit of living within one's means, fostering contentment and reducing stress related to financial uncertainty. Rewarding yourself. Rewarding oneself for financial milestones reinforces positive behaviors and motivates continued discipline. Simple rewards, such as enjoying a special meal or taking a day off, can enhance well-being without leading to excess. This practice cultivates gratitude and appreciation for one's efforts, reinforcing a positive self-image and a balanced approach to life. Giving to God. Giving to God, whether through tithing or charitable contributions, reflects a commitment to faith and community. This act of generosity not only supports those in need but also encourages involvement to a larger community. It encourages humility and gratitude, reminding a man his resources are ultimately gifts from God. Together, these practices create a holistic approach to personal development, enhancing character, fostering responsibility, and promoting a life of service and integrity. By embodying these principles, a man's work ethic becomes a testament of his faith, influencing not only his professional life but also the lives of those around him. Chapter 9. Gratitude in Everyday Life. Counting your breakfast blessings, encouraging gratitude for simple joys, including breakfast. Breakfast is often referred to as the most important meal of the day, and for good reason. It sets the tone for the day ahead, providing the necessary fuel and nourishment to kickstart our morning. Expressing gratitude for breakfast reflects a deeper appreciation for the provision of food. It acknowledges the hard work of farmers, producers, and those involved in the food supply chain. Recognizing the effort that goes into providing meals fosters a sense of gratitude for the abundance in one's life. A man's gratitude for breakfasts encompasses nourishment, routine, connection, creativity, health, and appreciation for provision. By embracing this gratitude, he can cultivate a positive mindset, enhance his well-being, and foster deeper connections with those around him. Breakfast is not just a meal, it's an opportunity to reflect on the blessings of life and the sustenance that fuels both body and spirit. Gratitude is a value that lays a demand to be given more. Luke 17:11. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. 12 As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance. 13 And called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." 14 When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. 15 One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. 16 He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. 17 Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? 18 Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? 19 Then he said to him, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Reasons for being grateful. 1 Nourishment and energy. Breakfast provides essential nutrients and energy after a long night of fasting. A balanced breakfast can include proteins, healthy fats, and carbohydrates, which help sustain energy levels throughout the day. This nourishment enables a man to tackle his responsibilities with vigor and focus. 2 Ritual and routine. For many, breakfast is a cherished daily ritual. It offers a moment of calm and reflection before the busyness of the day begins. This routine can be a time to pause, enjoy a warm meal, and mentally prepare for the challenges ahead. Gratitude for this daily ritual fosters mindfulness and appreciation for the simple pleasures in life. 3 Connection with family and friends. Breakfast can also be a time for connection. Sharing a meal with family or friends strengthens relationships and creates lasting memories. Whether it's a leisurely weekend brunch or a quick weekday breakfast, these moments of togetherness are invaluable. Expressing gratitude for shared breakfasts acknowledges the importance of community and fellowship. 4 Variety and creativity. Breakfast offers endless possibilities for creativity and variety. From delicious omelets and smoothies to cereals, there's a breakfast option to suit every taste. This diversity allows for exploration and enjoyment of different flavors and cuisines. A man can be grateful for the opportunity to experiment and discover new favorites. 5 Mindful eating and health. Taking the time to enjoy breakfast encourages mindful eating, which can lead to healthier choices throughout the day. Being grateful for breakfast can inspire a man to prioritize his health and well-being, setting a positive tone for his dietary habits. Gratitude for the dimensions of God. A real man derives joy in acknowledging that he is what he is because of the greatness of God. He has countless reasons to express gratitude to God. God's attributes and works are multifaceted, each dimension worthy of thankful praise. God's sovereignty and power over all creation, Psalm 95:3-5. God's unwavering faithfulness throughout the ages, Lamentations 3:22-23. The gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:4-5. The indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. God's abundant provision and care for our needs, Matthew 6:25-26. God's perfect wisdom that guides our lives, Romans 11:33-36. By recognizing these facets of God's character, we cultivate a spirit of gratitude that permeates every aspect of our lives. Our thankfulness becomes a form of worship, honoring the God who is worthy of all praise. Gratitude for life's joys. In addition to God's attributes, we can express gratitude for the many blessings and joys He provides in life. The gift of life itself and the opportunity to know Him, Psalm 139:13-14. The beauty of creation that displays God's glory, Psalm 19:1. Meaningful relationships with family, friends, and the church community, Proverbs 17:17. The ability to serve others and make a positive impact, 1 Peter 4:10-11. Moments of joy, laughter, and celebration, Ecclesiastes 3:4. The promise of eternal life with God in heaven, John 3:16. Expressing gratitude for these blessings helps us maintain an attitude of thankfulness even in difficult times. It reminds us to focus on God's goodness and the many ways He enriches our lives. By cultivating gratitude for both the dimensions of God and the joys of life, we align our hearts with God's and experience the peace and contentment that comes from a thankful spirit. As the Apostle Paul exhorts, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you," 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Chapter 10: The Discipline of Routine, Building Habits for Success. Establishing a morning routine that cultivates discipline in both faith and work. Establishing a disciplined routine is a cornerstone of success, shaping our habits and ultimately our lives. In a world filled with distractions, the ability to cultivate consistent habits can set individuals apart, propelling them toward their goals. The discipline of routine transforms mundane activities into powerful rituals that foster productivity, creativity, and resilience. Habits are not just actions, they are the building blocks of our daily existence. They shape our thoughts, influence our decisions, and determine our outcomes. By consciously choosing to develop positive habits, we harness the power of neuroplasticity, our brain's ability to form new connections and pathways, allowing us to adapt and grow regardless of age or previous experiences. Moreover, a well-structured routine frees up mental energy, enabling us to focus on what truly matters. As we automate our daily tasks through disciplined habits, we create space for innovation and deeper thinking. This intentional approach not only enhances our personal productivity but also enriches our relationships and overall well-being. In essence, the discipline of routine is not merely about efficiency, it is about crafting a life of purpose and fulfillment. Crafting a life of purpose and fulfillment. Crafting a life of purpose and fulfillment involves intentionality and the cultivation of habits that align with one's values and goals. Central to this journey is the understanding that success is not merely defined by external achievements but by the internal satisfaction derived from living authentically. The role of habits. Building effective habits is essential for achieving a purposeful life. Habits compound over time, leading to significant results that reflect one's aspirations. As noted, habits can change our brain's wiring, allowing us to develop routines that support our goals and enhance our overall well-being. Defining personal success. A critical first step is defining what success means personally. This self-reflection helps in establishing relevant habits that resonate with individual values, whether that involves career achievements, personal growth, or community service. Embracing a growth mindset. Adopting a growth mindset is vital. It encourages resilience and adaptability, allowing individuals to view challenges as opportunities for learning and development. This mindset supports habit formation and reinforces the belief that change is possible at any stage of life. Commitment to discipline. Ultimately, crafting a life of purpose requires discipline. Consistent effort in maintaining positive habits, staying focused on goals, and being open to change brings about a fulfilling life. As individuals commit to their routines and values, they cultivate a sense of purpose that not only enriches their own lives but also positively impacts those around them. By integrating these principles, one can create a life that is not only successful in conventional terms but also deeply fulfilling and aligned with personal beliefs and aspirations. Establishing a morning routine that cultivates discipline in both faith and work can significantly enhance your productivity and spiritual growth. Key elements of a morning routine. 1. Wake up early. Rising early allows for quiet time before the day's demands begin. Aim to wake up at least 30 minutes earlier than usual to create space for your routine. Jesus often rose early to pray, setting a powerful example, Mark 1:35. 2. Start with prayer. Begin your day with prayer, seeking God's guidance and strength. This practice helps to localize your thoughts and intentions, preparing you spiritually for the challenges ahead. 3. Scripture reading. Dedicate time to read and meditate on scripture. This not only deepens your faith but also provides wisdom and encouragement for the day. Consider using a Bible reading plan to keep you on track. 4. Worship and praise. Incorporate worship into your morning through music or singing. This can uplift your spirit and reinforce your connection with God, fostering a positive mindset for the day. 5. Physical activity. Engage in some form of exercise, whether it's a quick workout or a morning walk. Physical health supports mental clarity and discipline, making you more effective in both faith and work. 6. Planning and goal setting. Take a few minutes to outline your goals for the day. This helps you prioritize tasks and align them with your spiritual and professional objectives, ensuring that both areas receive attention. 7. Practice gratitude. Reflect on the things you are grateful for each morning. By so doing, you create a positive attitude and reminds you of God's blessings, enhancing your overall perspective as you approach your work. Example of a morning routine. Time activity. ...5 a.m. wake up and make your bed. 5:10 a.m. prayer and meditation. 5:25 a.m. Bible study. 5:45 a.m. worship music while getting ready. 6 a.m. exercise, e.g., a short run or flexing your muscles. 6:30 a.m. shower and dress up. 6:50 a.m. breakfast and daily planning. Overcoming challenges. Starting a new routine can be challenging. To maintain consistency, prepare the night before, lay out your clothes and set up your reading materials to minimize distractions in the morning. Gradually adjust your wake-up time. If waking up early is difficult, adjust your schedule gradually to allow your body to adapt. Create a dedicated space, designate a specific area for your morning routine, equipped with everything you need for prayer, reading, and reflection. By establishing a disciplined morning routine that integrates faith and work, you can cultivate a life of purpose and fulfillment, setting a positive tone for each day. Chapter 11 Passing Down Traditions, Mentorship and Legacy. Teaching the next generation about values tied to breakfast and work ethic. Passing down traditions is a sacred act, a testament to the enduring power of human connection and the timeless wisdom of our ancestors. Through the time-honored practice of mentorship, we forge an unbreakable bond between generations, weaving the threads of our collective experience into a tapestry of legacy that spans the ages. Breakfast is more than just a meal, it's an opportunity to instill important values in young children. By incorporating these principles into your family's breakfast routine, you can create lasting impressions and shape your children's character. 1. Gratitude. Begin each breakfast by expressing gratitude. Psalms 103. Encourage your children to share something they are thankful for, modeling an attitude of appreciation. This practice helps children recognize the blessings in their lives and fosters a spirit of thankfulness. 2. Healthy habits. Breakfast provides a chance to teach about nutrition and the importance of making healthy choices. Involve your children in selecting and preparing nutritious foods, explaining how they fuel our bodies. This lays the foundation for lifelong healthy habits. 3. Family bonding. Eating together as a family strengthens relationships and creates lasting memories. Use breakfast as a time to connect, share stories, and learn about each other's lives. This bonding time demonstrates the value of family and builds a strong foundation for your children. 4. Responsibility. Assign age-appropriate tasks, such as setting the table or clearing their dishes, to teach responsibility. Praise their efforts and emphasize how their contributions benefit the family. This instills a sense of ownership and pride in their role within the household. 5. Manners. Breakfast is an ideal time to practice good table manners. Model polite behavior, such as using utensils properly, chewing with one's mouth closed, and engaging in respectful conversation. Gently correct any inappropriate behavior and praise when they demonstrate good manners. 6. Patience and perseverance. If your children are learning to cook or prepare their own breakfast, encourage them to stick with it, even when faced with challenges. praise their efforts and help them learn from mistakes, emphasizing the value of patience and perseverance. By incorporating these values into your family's breakfast routine, you create a foundation for your children's character development. Over time, these principles will become ingrained habits, shaping them into compassionate, responsible, and well-rounded individuals. Mentorship. When an elder takes a young person under their wing, imparting the lessons of a lifetime, they ignite a spark that illuminates the path forward. Mentorship is more than just the transfer of knowledge, it is the passing of a torch, a sacred trust that binds us to our past and propels us into the future. In the embrace of a mentor's guidance, we find the courage to face the challenges that lie ahead, armed with the wisdom of those who have walked this road before us. The enduring power of tradition. Traditions are the heartbeat of our culture, the rhythmic pulse that connects us to our roots and gives meaning to our lives. When we honor the customs and rituals of our ancestors, we affirm our place in the grand tapestry of human history. Each generation adds its own unique thread, weaving a masterpiece that grows richer and more vibrant with each passing year. The legacy of a lifetime. A mentor's legacy is not measured in years or accolades, but in the lives they touch and the hearts they inspire. When we pass down our traditions, we are not just preserving the past, we are shaping the future. We are investing in the next generation, entrusting them with the wisdom and values that have sustained us through the ages. Every leader should die empty, their lives should be a well of wisdom that never runs dry due to duplication they exercise in their lifetime. In the end, the true measure of a life well lived is not in the trophies on our shelves or the titles on our business cards, but in the impact we have on those who come after us. By embracing the power of mentorship and the enduring beauty of tradition, we can leave a legacy that will outlive us all, a testament to the unbreakable bond that connects us, one generation to the next. Chapter 12: The Power of Community, Breaking Bread Together, emphasizing the importance of fellowship and support in our spiritual and work lives. In a world that often feels isolating and overwhelming, the power of community stands as a beacon of hope and healing. At the heart of this transformative force lies the sacred act of breaking bread together, a ritual that transcends mere sustenance and becomes a vessel for connection, vulnerability, and mutual support. When we gather around a table, whether it be in a community hall or a home, we engage in an ancient tradition that has the power to bridge divides, heal wounds, and forge unbreakable bonds. As we share a meal, we open ourselves up to the stories and struggles of those around us, creating a space where burdens can be lifted and joys can be celebrated in equal measure. We are encouraged to by the word of God to fellowship according to Hebrews 10:25. We must not quit meeting together, as some are doing. No, we need to keep on encouraging each other. This becomes more and more important as you see the day getting closer. It is in these moments of vulnerability, when we break bread and share our lives, that true community is forged. We learn to lean on one another, to carry each other's burdens, and to find strength in the collective resilience of our shared humanity. The weight of life's challenges becomes lighter when we face them together, united by the simple act of sharing a meal and a moment in time. But the power of community extends far beyond the confines of a single gathering. When we cultivate a culture of breaking bread and sharing life's burdens, we create a ripple effect that can transform entire communities and even the world. By modeling compassion, empathy, and support, we inspire others to do the same, creating a cycle of healing and growth that knows no bounds. When we break bread together and share our lives, we tap into a wellspring of resilience and hope that can carry us through even the darkest of times. It is a reminder that we are not alone, that we are all part of a larger tapestry of humanity, and that by coming together, we can weather any storm and emerge stronger than ever before. Fellowship, as guided by the Bible, is a fundamental aspect of Christian life that emphasizes community, support, and spiritual growth. The term fellowship is derived from the Greek word koinonia, which signifies a deep, mutual participation in the life of the church and the sharing of faith among believers. Importance of fellowship. 1. Strength and encouragement. Fellowship provides strength and encouragement in times of need. 2. Shared joy and burdens. In fellowship, believers share both joys and burdens, creating a supportive environment where individuals can find comfort and understanding. Galatians 6:2 encourages Christians to bear one another's burdens, fulfilling the law of Christ, which fosters a sense of unity and compassion within the community. 3. Spiritual growth. Engaging in fellowship allows for mutual instruction and correction, leading to spiritual growth. As iron sharpens iron, Proverbs 27:17, believers can learn from one another, deepening their understanding of faith and scripture. 4. Unity in Christ. Fellowship reflects the unity that believers have in Christ. John 17:23 highlights the importance of oneness among believers, as it demonstrates to the world the love of God and the truth of the gospel. 5. Breaking bread together. The act of breaking bread is a powerful symbol of fellowship, representing shared life and community. Acts 2:42-47 illustrates how the early church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, and breaking of bread, which was vital for their growth and unity as a body of believers. In summary, fellowship is essential for spiritual health and community building. It provides encouragement, accountability, and opportunities for growth, allowing believers to experience the fullness of life in Christ. By engaging in meaningful fellowship, Christians can strengthen their faith and support one another in their spiritual journeys. Chapter 13: Find Solace in Christ. Finding comfort in the Word of God. We live in a world where people make decisions and choices. Some of those decisions are in contrary to our wishes. As a man, you have to understand that your children at some point will grow and make their own decisions. Besides, people change over time. We need to respect their decisions, especially when they have grown in stature. The Word of God tells us of men who raised both godly children and ungodly children, that gives every man solace that it is possible to raise children who may not uphold the values you instill in their lives. Raising godly children in a world perceived as ungodly presents significant challenges for parents, and the outcomes can vary widely. Some parents, despite their best efforts, find that their children do not embrace the values they hope to instill. The Bible presents several examples of men who raised both godly and ungodly children, illustrating the complexities of parenting and the influence of personal choices. Samuel, a revered prophet and judge, had two sons, Joel and Abiah, who did not follow in their father's righteous ways. Instead, they were corrupt, taking bribes and perverting justice. 1 Samuel 8:1-3. Despite Samuel's faithfulness to God, his sons chose a different path, highlighting that even godly parents can have children who stray from their teachings. Eli, a high priest, also faced challenges with his sons, Hophni and Phinehas. They were notorious for their sinful behavior, including greed and sexual immorality, which led to God's judgment against Eli's family. 1 Samuel 2:12-17. These examples illustrate that while parental guidance is crucial, individual choices play a significant role in the spiritual outcomes of children. Factors influencing outcomes. 1. Cultural pressures. Children today face immense societal pressures, including the influence of social media and peer groups that may promote values contrary to those taught at home. This can lead to conflicts between parental teachings and external influences. 2. Parental engagement. The level of emotional and spiritual engagement from parents plays a crucial role. Parents who actively model their faith and maintain open communication tend to have better outcomes in raising children who share their values. 3. Individual choices. Ultimately, children are individuals with their own free will. Even in nurturing environments, some may choose paths that diverge from their upbringing, reflecting the complexity of personal development and the influence of external factors. In conclusion, the phenomenon of godly parents raising ungodly children highlights the multifaceted nature of parenting in contemporary society. While intentional parenting is vital, external influences and individual choices significantly shape children's beliefs and behaviors. Chapter 14: Every day marks a new beginning. Never lose hope in your endeavor. Every day symbolizes a new beginning for fathers raising wayward children, offering hope and opportunities for renewal. This perspective is essential for maintaining resilience and faith in the face of challenges. Embracing hope. 1. Continuous prayer. fathers are encouraged to pray daily for their children, seeking divine guidance and support. This culture cultivates a spiritual connection and reinforces the belief that change is possible, regardless of the current circumstances. 2. Modeling love and forgiveness. Just as the father in the parable of the prodigal son welcomed his wayward son back with open arms, fathers are called to demonstrate unconditional love. This approach emphasizes acceptance and compassion, which can create a safe space for reconciliation. 3. Setting boundaries. While love is crucial, establishing clear boundaries is equally important. Fathers should balance nurturing with discipline, ensuring that their children understand the consequences of their actions while feeling supported. 4. Seeking support. Engaging with other parents and community resources can provide encouragement and practical advice. Sharing experiences can help fathers feel less isolated in their struggles. By viewing each day as a fresh opportunity, fathers can cultivate an environment that brings growth, healing, and ultimately, a return to faith for their wayward children without developing stress and depression. Chapter 15, Building Oneness. A three-corded rope is better than one. There is an old proverb that says, a three-corded rope is not quickly broken. This simple yet profound metaphor captures the essence of strength and unity. Just as three strands twisted together create a rope far stronger than any single strand alone, people who come together in cooperation and support can overcome challenges far beyond what any individual could face alone. The Word of God puts it clearly in Ecclesiastes 4:12, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Meaning and representation of a three-corded rope. Trust is the first and most essential cord. Without trust, collaboration falters. Trust allows people to be vulnerable, share ideas openly, and rely on one another. It builds confidence that others will support you when needed. The second cord is clear and honest communication. Misunderstandings and assumptions can weaken any relationship or team. Effective communication ensures that everyone is aligned, expectations are clear, and conflicts can be resolved constructively. The third cord is commitment, dedication to a shared goal or relationship. Commitment motivates people to persevere through difficulties, stay accountable, and contribute their best efforts. If we can all embrace the power behind unity, we can do well, not just in family setup but also at our workplaces. Following that, a home is a window through which a child sees the world. Doing things together encourages trust, commitment, and communication. Have you ever imagined an environment where employees demonstrate a noble culture which is practiced at home, where each employee embrace trust, commitment, and communication as their personal values? What if such a wonderful culture can be modeled even at schools? Our children can grow with a different mindset knowing that together we make meaningful contribution to the society. Spending quality time with your family leads to a whole transformation of perspectives and culture. A culture is defined as shared beliefs, values, customs, behaviors, and artifacts that characterize a group or society. It shapes how people live, communicate, and interact with each other and their environment. Culture influences everything from language, religion, and art to social norms, traditions, and law. If we are truly committed to the transformation of our society, we need to adopt a new culture at home. A culture is made by habits. Your life is a manifestation of your habits. The life practices eventually transform our subconscious minds. Recreational activities. Building and maintaining unity in the family can be achieved through participating in recreational activities as a family. Family bonds are built intentionally, not by fluke. Plan to spend time in activities that will make each and every member of the family to participate. It is in such environment where we learn how each member of the family is wired. As a father, it is your prerogative to take note of areas where you need to work together with your partner to shape lives of your children. It is easy to spot jealousy when we are all engaged in communal work. Recreational activities and family unity. 1. Encourage quality time together. Recreational activities provide opportunities for family members to spend meaningful time together without distractions like work or technology. Whether it's playing games, going for walks, or engaging in sports, these moments create lasting memories and reinforce emotional connections. To improve communication, fun activities naturally open channels of communication. Family members learn to listen, express themselves, and cooperate, which strengthens understanding and reduces conflicts. 3. Build teamwork and cooperation. Many recreational activities require teamwork, such as playing board games or organizing family outings. These experiences teach family members to collaborate, share responsibilities, and support one another. 4. Reduce stress and enhance well-being. Recreation helps relieve stress and promotes relaxation. When family members feel happy and relaxed together, it fosters a positive atmosphere conducive to unity. 5. Create traditions and shared values. Regular recreational activities can become cherished family traditions that reinforce a sense of belonging and shared identity. Examples of recreational activities for family unity: asterisk outdoor adventures, hiking, biking, picnics, or camping trips encourage exploration and teamwork. Asterisk sports and games, playing soccer, basketball, or board games helps develop cooperation and healthy competition. Asterisk creative projects, arts and crafts, cooking together, or gardening foster collaboration and creativity. Asterisk movie or game nights, regularly scheduled fun nights provide predictable, enjoyable routines. Asterisk volunteering, participating in community service as a family builds empathy and shared purpose. Tips for maximizing the benefits. Asterisk include everyone, choose activities that all family members can enjoy and participate in. Asterisk be present, focus on the experience and each other, minimizing distractions like phones or work. Asterisk encourage positivity, celebrate successes and support each other through challenges during activities. Asterisk be consistent, make recreational time a regular part of family life to build strong habits. Unity in the family is strengthened when members engage in recreational activities together. These shared moments promote communication, cooperation, and joy, creating a foundation of love and support that helps families thrive through life's ups and downs. By prioritizing fun and connection, families can weave stronger bonds that last a lifetime. Chapter 16: Leadership is Character in Action. How values shape effective leaders. Character plays a crucial role in effective leadership. Character refers to the internalized beliefs and moral habits that guide a leader's actions and decisions, influencing how they relate to others and navigate complex situations. Key aspects of leadership include integrity, responsibility, forgiveness, and compassion, just to mention a few. Leaders with strong character tend to outperform those without, making environments where a team/family is more productive, creative, and aligned with the set vision. If you align your personal values with action as a man, your leadership will be impactful. Action makes your vision a possibility. A man is a leader who sets or casts a vision for his family, guiding the family towards common goals. The wife supports this vision by using her strengths to help achieve these goals, creating a harmonious partnership where both roles complement each other. You are the CEO of your family, your sweetheart ensures fulfillment of the vision. Shared purpose: a shared family vision is crucial for unity and direction. Both partners should align their individual visions to create a cohesive family mission. This alignment helps in decision-making and enables peace within the family. Spiritual guidance: men are encouraged to lead spiritually by setting financial plans, spiritual goals, and other initiatives with their wives' inputs/contributions. This godly leadership role is complemented by the wife's support in fulfilling these visions. Eve as a helper reveals mutual respect and cooperation in achieving family objectives. Chapter 17: The Effects of Poor Leadership at Home. How dysfunctional leadership undermines family harmony, growth, and well-being. Poor leadership in a family setup can have several consequences. Lack of direction and purpose. Without clear goals or vision, family members may feel lost or unmotivated, leading to a lack of unity and direction. Emotional distress. Poor leadership can create an environment of emotional neglect or abuse, affecting the mental health and well-being of family members. This is where suicide emanate from. Role modeling. Children may adopt negative behaviors and attitudes from poor leadership, impacting their development and future relationships. Children have a tendency of duplicating what they see more than what they are told. Conflict and tension. Ineffective leadership can lead to unresolved conflicts and ongoing tension within the family. Everyone has to feel comfortable at home. A home is a place of rest. We go to work and come back home to rest. Disempowerment. Family members may feel undervalued or unempowered, leading to a lack of confidence and independence. We are duty-bound to empower our family members. We capacitate them for the future/face life realities. Chapter 18: The Brick Force That Binds the Family Together. Building Blocks for Family Resilience and Unity. A family doesn't need to be perfect, but it needs to be united. A family is a kingdom. A kingdom divided shall not stand. We need to love more and suffer long, patience, for our families to stand the test of time. Don't try to win every conversation, but in every conversation try to win your beloved one. Trophies follow triumph. You have not won in life if you have not won your family. Your family is your trophy. Colossians 3:14, love as the binding force of unity. Unity is a byproduct of love. Jesus had to spend time lecturing his spiritual family, 12 disciples, about the importance of loving one another. John 13:35. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. We cannot overemphasize the importance of loving one another in the family. Love has proved to be the binding force. It is the brick force that keeps the house together and without cracks. Love creates harmony. Harmony creates unity. Unity is not all about agreeing in everything, but it is all about embracing and treating our differences with honor. Love and be united, as it is a command from the Lord. A united family provides a safe and secure environment where members feel valued and supported. When people are valued, they feel secured and their self-esteem increases. It is much easier to discover your purpose in an environment that promotes oneness/unity. Our children learn the importance of fellowship, sharing, and caring. My daughter, while she was still at kindergarten, taught us that sharing is caring. In an environment where we are united, we share and take care of one another. Be your brother's keeper, as the Bible says. A family is the heart of our lives, a sacred bond that shapes who we are and how we navigate the world. Unity in the family is not just a blessing, it is the foundation of strength, love, and resilience. When we stand together, we create a fortress of support that no challenge can break. Imagine a family as a beautiful tapestry, woven with threads of trust, respect, and understanding. Each member adds their unique color and texture, but it is the unity that holds the fabric strong and vibrant. In unity, differences become strengths, conflicts become opportunities for growth, and love becomes the unshakable force that binds us. When a family comes together in love and unity, they create a strong bond that reflects God's heart. Doing things together, whether it's sharing a meal, praying, or simply spending quality time. Taking out your children for recreational activities has a potential of transforming your marriage. Your children are bound to express themselves freely in a casual environment. Unity builds trust, joy, and peace. Let every moment shared be a reminder that together, as one family, you reflect God's perfect heart. Psalms 133:1 says how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Stay together, love, peace, and minding how your partner feels is the glue that keeps a family together. A united family is the hope of the society. The future we want is banking on the strength of the family. B. A united family is bound to produce professionals of tomorrow, men and women of impact. C. A united family is a support network. D. Unity in the family is developed by valuing each and every member of the family. People do better when they are in an environment that values respect, honor, love, and humility. Let us celebrate the power of togetherness, where every voice is heard, every heart is valued, and every hand is held. Unity in the family inspires us to rise above adversity, cherish our shared moments, and build a legacy of harmony that echoes through generations. Remember, a united family is a beacon of hope and a source of endless joy. Let us nurture this unity with kindness, patience, and unwavering commitment. Together, we are unstoppable. Together, we are home. Chapter 19 Toxic Friendships. Building Bonds That Last. Toxic friends who manipulate or demand too much relational attention can damage the marriage by pulling one spouse away emotionally and socially from the other. If your spouse perceives a friend as toxic and you ignore their concerns, it harms trust and unity in the marriage. There are friends who undermine the institution of marriage. You find some making phone calls even in the middle of the night, talking about issues that can be postponed to the following day. This habit brings unnecessary controversy to the family. Misconception: many families broke down because of a misconception. What is a misconception? Misconception is all about missing facts on an issue. As we miss facts, we tend to have wrong perceptions. Wrong perceptions erode truth. For a family to stay united, we have to minimize speculations and lower expectations. If your expectations are low, you cannot be easily offended. How can you bring down a man who is already down? Endeavor to find facts and respond based on facts, not misconceptions and gossip. Friends who encourage negativity about spouses: when friends frequently complain about their own or your spouse, it normalizes negativity and can lead to resentment and emotional distance in the marriage. This kind of toxic talk can poison your perspective and interactions with your spouse. You end up noticing things that you have not been noticing all along. Friends who do not respect or acknowledge your spouse, for example, ignoring your spouse's presence or avoiding talking about them, can undermine your relationship and create emotional distance. This often signals unhealthy motives and can lead to conflict. If your friends value or respect your marriage, those friends will shun discussing your previous relationships in front of your spouse. Close opposite-sex friendships can be very risky. When a spouse has a close friendship with someone of the opposite sex who involves frequent, intimate communication, can lead to emotional affairs and infidelity, severely damaging the marriage. Friends who become your main confidants instead of your spouse can erode marital intimacy. Sharing your deepest fears, hopes, and struggles with friends rather than your spouse builds stronger bonds with friends but weakens the marital relationship. Also, friends who consume excessive time can deprive the couple of needed connection and nurturing time. Chapter 20, A Family as a Structure of Comfort and Happiness. The Foundation of Comfort and Care. Let us look at a family as a structure of happiness and comfort. We all go through challenges. We are tossed to and fro by issues of life as family members, both young and old. A family or home becomes a place of comfort. For a home to be a place of happiness and comfort, we need to cultivate the following: emotional support and stability. Happiness within a family creates a safe emotional environment where members feel supported, understood, and valued. This emotional security helps family members cope with external stresses and internal conflicts more effectively. Strong communication and relationships. Happy families tend to have open, honest communication, active listening, and healthy emotional expression. These communication patterns prevent misunderstandings and conflicts, promoting unity and cooperation. We cut a lot of misconceptions by exercising open communication and active listening. What is active listening? Active listening is all about going along with the person talking to you. You come in between words to show that you hear and understand what is being said, not in an interrupting manner. Shared responsibilities and teamwork. Happiness encourages collaboration and mutual support, where family members share duties and work together towards common goals. This teamwork reinforces a sense of belonging and collective identity. We live our lives like pack animals. We need one another. Since we need one another, we must ensure that we are all comfortable and happy in our place of abode. Sense of belonging and identity. Happiness nurtures a sense of belonging, acceptance, and unconditional love, which are fundamental for individual well-being and family cohesion. Feeling connected to family members enhances self-worth and life satisfaction. Conflict resolution and resilience. Happy families handle conflicts constructively and maintain harmony, which strengthens their resilience to challenges and changes. This unity helps families navigate crises and grow stronger together. The strength of a family is in oneness. Foundation for future relationships. The happiness experienced in a family shapes individuals' ability to form healthy relationships outside the family, contributing to their overall social and emotional development. We become what our families are. Happy families produce happy members of society. When people are happy, they become more productive even at their workplaces. Chapter 21, The Significance of Discernment. Guarding against deception in daily life. What is discernment? Discernment is the ability to perceive, understand, and judge situations wisely. In a family context, it means recognizing the needs, emotions, and perspectives of each member, and making thoughtful decisions that promote unity and harmony. Why is discernment crucial for family oneness? Promotes understanding. Discernment helps family members see beyond surface disagreements and understand the underlying feelings or intentions. Once you master discernment, you will have fewer conflicts. Try to look beyond actions, consider the root cause of actions. If you are a married man, ask yourself, why is my wife behaving the way she does? And also get to know how you contributed to the issue at hand. In that way, it becomes easy to resolve conflicts and exercise forgiveness where actions clash with intentions. Encourages wise decision-making. Families often face choices that affect everyone. Discernment ensures that decisions consider the well-being of all members, not just individual preferences. To ensure unity in the family, every member of the family must be treated with love and honor. It is easy to follow leaders who understand the value of collective decision-making. This breeds happiness in the family because everyone contributes to the betterment of the family. Chapter 22, Slandering and Exploitation. The destructive power of harmful words and greed. Slandering is defined as the act of making false, damaging spoken statements about someone. Its effects are especially destructive because families are built on trust, mutual respect, and shared reputation. In short, it is making demeaning and disdaining statements about someone. How can you trust someone who demeans you? This kind of person acts like a time bomb. This is a very destructive habit. As men or couples, we should know that we are a reflection of our partners. What we do to them is as good as doing to ourselves. Breakdown of trust. False accusations erode the foundation of trust between family members. When someone is slandered, others may begin to doubt their integrity or motives, even without evidence. This suspicion can linger, making it difficult to repair relationships. Exacerbation of existing tensions. In emotionally charged situations, slander can inflame already sensitive issues. Slanderous accusations can turn grief into prolonged conflict, making it nearly impossible to resolve disputes amicably. This often results in fractured family bonds that may never fully heal. Emotional strain. Defending oneself against slander is emotionally taxing and can lead to anxiety, depression, or alienation. Alienation is isolating oneself, so ordinarily people use what they have to fight their battles. Some use finances to frustrate their partners, trying to fight back, others use what God gave them for posterity. Reputational damage in the community. Slander can extend beyond the immediate family, affecting how extended family, friends, and the broader community perceive the targeted individual. This can lead to social isolation and further undermine family unity. Among other things, we should shun as a family slandering one another. A home is a place of comfort and safety. We all want to feel safe at home and be comfortable with one another. Exploitation is taking unfair advantage of someone else for personal gain. There are many forms of exploitation, including financial and sexual. This habit is very detrimental to marriages and yields a negative connotation. People who take advantage of others do not just lose dignity, but they also become seeds of decadence because their contribution to society degrades the values of humanity. As men, we should always try to be vigilant, notice when we are being exploited and also when we don't lead by example. Chapter 23, Raising the Bar. The Pursuit of Excellence in Every Endeavor. Fathers are expected to raise standards in their families. They have to be exceptional in whatever they do, that is leading as an example of excellence. Excellence is not just a standard but the standard of the King of Glory. A man is a priest in his house, he has to enforce the laws of God in his family. In the event things go wrong in your family, you should know as a man that you have failed to scale up to the level of competency. God believes in you even if you don't believe in yourself. Men as pillars of society are expected to raise the bar for God's glory. Future leaders learn winning ways from fathers who are astute in the society. Raising future leaders takes a lot of mentorship. Mentorship is about more than transferring knowledge, it is about nurturing vision, inspiring innovation, and instilling a commitment to growth in others. By investing in the development of emerging leaders, we reinforce our own aspirations for the business and ensure that our values and expertise continue to shape the future. Mentoring creates a ripple effect. Each insight shared and lesson imparted not only empowers the mentee but also strengthens the mentor, fostering self-awareness, renewed purpose, and professional satisfaction. In a home environment, mentorship accelerates learning, helps navigate challenges, and cultivates a culture of continuous improvement. It transforms individual potential into collective achievement, ensuring that the wisdom and experience gained over years do not retire with us, but instead, fuel the next generation of leaders. Chapter 24, The Law of Success. Timeless Principles for Winning in Life. Until you duplicate yourself, you have not won in life. Winning as an individual is good, but you will never have success. Men should take it upon themselves to raise other men, not just men, but future leaders who will pave way for achievers. Lives are transformed by changing mindsets. It takes a community to shape perspectives. To be successful in business, marriage, etc., one has to observe or shape the way of thinking as rightly denoted by Think and Grow Rich, a book by Napoleon Hill. Success is achievement, you achieve by setting standards. Standards cannot be compromised, they are as good as rituals. Rituals are commitments, every person who made it in life had to obey or observe the law of commitment. You commit yourself to whatever you want to achieve. Apostle Paul rightly puts it when he says according to 1 Corinthians 15:10, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Paul the Apostle, besides esteeming the grace of God upon his life, he also highlights the significance of committing yourself to a task. Working hard is a vital component for one to be successful. We have to develop ourselves according to what we want to achieve. To transform nations, governments must invest in quality education. Quality education, I believe, comprises lifestyle at family level. Building strong and healthy families yields a functional society. The future of nations is banking on quality people. These are men and women who have been subjected to mind transformation. They perceive a family as a building block to a healthy nation, a corrupt free nation. Book summary. 1. Spiritual wellness. Highlights the importance of a strong spiritual foundation for personal direction and resilience. Encourages practices such as prayer, meditation, and reflection to cultivate inner peace and ethical decision-making. 2. Emotional well-being. Underscores the significance of managing emotions to foster mental health and relationships. Provides guidance on self-awareness, emotional regulation, and seeking support in times of distress. 3. Physical health. Emphasizes maintaining physical fitness, nutrition, and rest as pillars of sustained energy and capability. Advises on regular exercise and healthy habits as precursors to maximizing one's potential. 4. Social connections. Explores the influence of social environments, friendships, and networks on personal growth. Advises building meaningful relationships and community involvement as a source of support and opportunity. 5. Financial stability. Advocates for responsible financial management, planning, and continual learning about finances. discusses creating multiple income streams, budgeting, and long-term security as vital for freedom and peace of mind. The interconnected journey to success. Dr. Mkonta argues that true success is attainable only when a man invests effort into all five domains. Neglecting any one can undermine progress in the others. The book provides personal anecdotes, practical tools, and reflective questions to inspire lifelong growth. Key takeaways. Holistic approach. Success is multidimensional, aligning spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial health. Actionable insights. The author offers concrete steps for self-assessment and improvement in each area. Sustainable change. Balance enables long-lasting fulfillment, not just fleeting achievements.